Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In Petersfield's local news, Petersfield Town Council is celebrating its 50th anniversary. Three Shine Radio listeners have won tickets to the BBC Gardeners World Spring Fair. Petersfield cyclists are being reminded to be seen and stay safe when out on local roads. And we've got this week's results for the East Hants Community Lottery. I'll have details of those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Commissioner of the Metropolitan Police has been summoned by the Mayor of London to discuss community relations after a row about the force's handling of pro-Palestinian protests. Mark Menzies has quit the Conservative Party and will leave Parliament at the next general election after an internal investigation found a pattern of behaviour that falls below the standards expected of MPs. A new study says long grass within gardens is good for butterflies. Gardens with longer grass could attract up to 93% more. This is Dr. Richard Fox, Head of Science at Butterfly Conservation.
Having long grass in your garden does increase the absolute number of butterflies that you'll see in your garden over the course of the year, and the variety, the different species of butterflies that you'll see. So having long grass is a good thing. The more long grass you have, the better.
Police Scotland say a man's been charged after a car appeared to be driven towards activists at a march supporting Scottish independence on Saturday. The Believe in Scotland march took place in Glasgow from Kelvin Way to George Square. Police Scotland say a 20-year-old man's been arrested and charged in connection with drug and road traffic offences. A record number of people have run in the London Marathon, including celebrities, politicians and people in costume. More than 50,000 people ran the 26.2-mile course through the capital. The TV presenter Joel Dommett took part dressed as Piranha from The Masked Singer, something he maybe now regrets.
It probably weighs, I reckon, probably about 8 kilos, something like that. The hard thing was, it was just banging against my head the entire time. I think I'm about maybe three inches shorter now.
And Manchester United were taken to penalties in their FA Cup semi-final against Coventry City. The 1987 winners were 3-0 down on the hour, but levelled things up to take it to extra time and thought they'd won it. But a goal from Victor Torp was ruled out for offside. Erik ten Hag's side went through 4-2, meaning they will meet Manchester City at Wembley in next month's final. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Jules Eachbridge.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Gareth Boys at Petersfield's Shine Radio. Petersfield Town Council is celebrating its 50th anniversary. It was a special final full council of 2023 to 2024. In 1974, Petersfield Town Council was first formed. The anniversary was marked with a cake to celebrate. We hear from Town Mayor Councillor J.C. Crissy.
On the 1st of April 1974, this council was started thanks to an Act of Parliament. It was the Local Government Act of 1972, if people are really interested. And it just gives us a chance now to reflect over the last 50 years of the many, many volunteer councillors that came before this council, and also the hardworking officers that have served those councillors, and it's to them that we pay homage to for what the town council is today.
Three Shine Radio listeners have won tickets to the BBC Gardeners World Spring Fair. Shine Radio drew three winners from a plant pot for the tickets to the popular gardening show in Bewley.
We're down here at the Adhurst Estate Allotments with me and my long-suffering neighbour Coxie. We're doing the draw for the BBC Gardeners World Spring Fair competition that we've been running. And we've just done the draw.
Have I won?
You have won two tickets.
Oh, that is lovely.
You run the gardening club at the Petersfield Infant School, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I've got a little gang of children who come and help me, and another lady who comes and helps from the community garden, actually. I'm trying to work out what I'm doing in the garden, so this might give me some pointers if I go along to this day.
Absolutely. Hopefully get some inspiration.
Yeah, that's the plan. Because I've heard they had some really good food stalls, so, you know, winner.
Well, there you go. Well, listen, have a fantastic day and congratulations again.
Brilliant. Thanks so much for calling.
Caroline Matthews, Jess Ward and Stephen Jones each won a pair of tickets. Petersfield cyclists are being reminded to be seen and stay safe when out on local roads. With the good weather, more people are getting out on their bicycles. Here are a few tips if you are new to cycling or just a bit rusty. Shine Radio's Maggie Buckley speaks to Greg Blount, a triathlon coach, on how to stay safe.
So another thing, obviously, is to make sure you are as visible as possible, both in the clothing that you wear and the position that you take up on the road. So don't necessarily hide in, tuck into a corner when you're at a junction, but be seen and be visible by being at the middle of the road. You have got as much entitlement to be in the middle of the road as anybody else.
We've got this week's results for the East Hants Community Lottery. Here's Elise with the results.
This week's winning numbers are 2, 5, 2, 2, 3, and 0. You can support your community by taking part in the East Hants Community Lottery, which fundraises for a variety of good causes, including our very own Shine Radio. Here's some of the others who also benefit. This community association, Petersfield Shakespeare Festival, and Foxfield Village Hall. Go to easthantslottery.co.uk to find out more about the local community lottery.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
Good morning. Skies are mostly going to be cloudy this morning with some sunny spells in the mix as well. By the afternoon, skies are just going to be cloudy with maximum temperatures up to 11 degrees in Petersfield. And there will also be a cool 20 to 25 mile per hour northerly wind blowing. Just before sunset, skies are going to be sunny for a few hours. After sunset, skies are going to be clear and they will be staying that way overnight. And minimum temperatures are going to be quickly dropping down to only 3 degrees. Onto Monday morning, there will be some sunny spells. Maximums into the afternoon will be up to 9 degrees. And throughout the afternoon, skies are going to be cloudy with some chances of showers. And by Monday evening, it is going to be quite wet.
Travel news. Driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Speaking of today's travel update, work continues on Winchester Road. The four-way lights remain in place there. And there's additional works on Frenchman's Lane today as well. Multi-way lights are in place there as well today. Cook's Pond Lane remains closed. There's a diversion in place. And in Berriton, Kill Lane is closed. And there are lights in operation on Greenway Lane today. And just off of the A3 at Weston, Weston Lane is closed. That's it though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500. Or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood.
Now you can see inside Shine Radio.
Our interactive evening in Petersfield will put Shine Radio listeners behind the mic.
Give you the chance to make the news.
Here's the news.
Literally.
And let you turn the tables.
On our turntables.
It's free and backed by the Mayor of Petersfield.
So don't just listen to Shine Radio. Have a go.
Have a go at radio. Saturday the 27th of April from 5pm in the Festival Hall Rose Room. Full details at shineradio.uk.